Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and we are continuing today in Tehillim with Mizmar Kuf Hei, Song 105. This very joyous Mizmar gives us a clear direction as to how to review our history and why it's important to review our history in this way. The first 15 psukim are almost recorded word for word in Divrei Hayamim Aleph, the first book of Divrei Hayamim, chapter 16. This song was sung originally when David HaMelech was bringing the Aron, the Holy Ark, from the home of Oved Edom Hagiti, and he was bringing the Ark to Yerushalayim. He was so excited that he danced as he sang the song with such fervor and joy. It wasn't only that he was excited about bringing the Aron to Yerushalayim, but the song that he was singing inspired him to see Hashem's constant, unconditional love for the Jewish people. And as we look at the psukim themselves, we will see how they call on us, each one of us as we read it, to take an active role in giving over Jewish history. We say the first 15 psukim of this mizmor on a daily basis in our shacharis, in our morning prayers. And there are slight differences in what we say in our tefillah in the morning, because the tefillah that we say is taken from the psukim in Divrei Hayamim, which are slightly different than this, the psukim here in 105. But many have a custom to recite this song of Kuf Hei in its entirety on Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos before Pesach, to prepare us to recount the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the story of our own Jewish history in a way that will inspire others. And let's see how to do this. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, Hodu Lashem, praise Hashem, Kiru Bishmo, proclaim His name. Hodiu Ba'amim Nifloosav, announce His mighty works among the nations. Get so excited about the greatness of Hashem that you share it with others. And usually excitement is contagious. And that's what the song is telling us to do. Get so excited that people are automatically going to join you in your excitement. Shiru lo, pasuk beis, pasuk 2. Sing to him. Zamru lo, play instruments along with your song. Sichu lo, talk to him and talk to him about him. Bechol nifla osav, of all the wonders of Hashem. Sing and dance and just discuss the greatness of Hashem. And now pasuk gimel, verse 3. His hallelu b'shem kadsho. Praise yourself in His holy name. Well, we're busy praising God. Praise yourself. What does that mean? Be proud of your part in the chain of Jewish history. I'm proud of where I am, who I am, and what my part is in the greater picture. But I haven't brought Mashiach yet. It's what am I proud of? We're here in Golus. But look on, in Pasuk Gimel continues, verse 3 continues, Yismach lev mivakshei Hashem. Those who seek Hashem will rejoice in their heart. Meaning, generally, in life, we don't feel accomplished until we've arrived at our destination, until we've achieved our goal, achieved our desired outcome. But in this case, when we seek God, we enjoy mevakshei, the process of seeking Hashem, of trying to understand His ways, of trying to understand what He wants from us. Of course, we're never going to fully understand Hashem. But yismach lev, we're happy in our heart that we're working on the process of coming closer to Hashem. And it continues, Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, Dirshu Hashem v'uzo, search for Hashem and His strength. Seek Hashem's hand in everything, or seek to find Hashem's hand in everything that goes on in your life, in our history, whether it's our personal history or our national history. Bakshu fanav tamid, seek His presence always. Always seek to do what Hashem wants us to do. And this is our singing of the process of understanding Hashem more and more and more. And then we get to Pasuk Hei. By the time we're in verse 5, we now have 10 directives, active words that we need to work on. And we end with, Zichru niflo osav, Asher Asa. Remember his wonders that he did. What is an essential part of the process of getting closer to Hashem and understanding Hashem? Look back and see what Hashem has done in the past. And now we're going to focus on specific wonders that Hashem did. And the psukim direct us how we should share these memories of the past. Often we look back at the history of the Jewish people as tragic, and we look back at the tragedies, and we look back at the mistakes that we made that might have caused these tragedies. But not in this song. Our history begins, Pasuk Vav, with the Avot. Zera Avram Avdo. We are the descendants of Avram, his servant. We all carry the DNA of Avraham. And Hashem made a covenant with Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, our fathers. He said that he will always be with us and that he will give us the land of Canaan, the land of Eretz Yisrael. And then Pasuk Yud Beis, continuing in Pasuk 12, B'yosem Misei Mispar, when they were just few in number. Our Avot, our fathers, it was very small family. We started off small and we wandered from one nation to the other, in Eretz Canaan and out of Eretz Canaan. Canaan was made up of a number of nations, and at the beginning, our fathers were nomads, even in the land of Canaan. And nonetheless, look at Pasuk 14, Yudalit. Vayochach aleihem lachim, and Hashem rebuked any kings that tried to hurt them. Even though we were so small, we didn't just integrate into the other nations that were there. We maintained our identity, and Hashem made sure that anyone who tried to hurt us was taken care of. For example, Avimelech, and then later Paro, and then later Avimelech, tried to take our mother Sarah into his harem. And Hashem didn't let that happen. And then later when Avimelech tried to take Rivka from Yitzchak, again, Hashem did not let that happen. It was as if Hashem was telling the nations, Pasuk Tesvav, verse 15, Al tig'u bimshichai, don't touch my appointed ones. Don't you hurt them. I am here. I am protecting them. And the story of the Avot, how Hashem took care of our fathers, continues until today. Hashem is there protecting us. And now the story, the Psukim continue and take us through Yetzias Mitzrayim and coming into the land of Israel. It's quite a lengthy song. It's 45 Psukim, so I'm going to go quickly through it in English, but I encourage you to follow along in the Hebrew as well. Pasuk 16, Hashem called a famine in the land. This is taking us to the beginning of the story of going into Mitzrayim, where it began with the famine. Now, the famine didn't just happen. Natural catastrophes don't just happen. Hashem called the famine. But, Pasuk 17, Hashem had already planned the salvation for the famine. It was all part of the grand scheme that Hashem had planned. He had Yosef sold as a slave to Egypt. He had Yosef sold as a slave. What about the brothers? Didn't they do this horrible thing by selling Yosef to Egypt as a slave? Notice it doesn't tell us about any mistakes that we did. Only Hashem decided Yosef is going to be sold. Hashem decreed that that would happen. And then Yosef went through a difficult time. He was imprisoned. But Hashem decided when it was the right time for Yosef to be freed. And at that time, Yosef became the ruler of the land. And he had everything under his control. And then Hashem had the rest of the family of Yaakov come down to Egypt. And they became very, very great in Egypt. And then look at Pasuk 25. And then Hashem caused... Here we see the hand of Hashem in history. Hashem caused the Egyptians to hate them. And then it doesn't talk about our suffering and our servitude. It doesn't talk about that negative part of when they hated us, what happened to us. But it does say, Pasuk 26, that Hashem sent Moshe and Aaron, and that Hashem made all kinds of signs and wonders in the land of Ham. And notice that Egypt is being referred to as the land of Ham, because we descended from Avram Avinu. We descended from Avraham, but the people of Egypt descended from Ham, from the son of Noah, who is not well thought of. And then the Psukim relate various plagues that Hashem brought to Egypt. And then Pasuk Lamed Zayin. And then Hashem took us out with so much gold and silver. And this was the plan he had told Avram originally. They're going to leave with so much wealth. And look at the Pasuk in 37, Lamed Zayin. The Ein B'Shvatav Koshel. And none of his tribes failed. We all went out. We were amazing. Really? Rashi tells us, quoting the Mechilta, that 20% left Mitzrayim and 80% were killed, did not make it out of Mitzrayim. They died in the plague of Choshech, in the plague of darkness. But that's not what it says here. It says, you were amazing. You all left and you all cooperated. No negatives here. When we're looking back at our history, we're not looking back at our negative behavior. Nor do the Psukim mention the fact that the Egyptians changed their mind when we left. The Psukim said the Egyptians were so happy that we left. Nothing frightening here at all. And then the Psukim take us into our travels in the desert. And here too, there's no mention of anything that we as a nation did wrong. What about the 10 times we tried Hashem, tested Hashem? Not in this song. In this song, it just says, we asked Hashem for food and water, and Hashem gave us food and water. And then after we were in the desert, it doesn't say we wandered around. It says we got out of the desert, and Hashem brought us into the land of the nations. The land of the nations is referring to the land of the seven nations, the land of Canaan. And we inherited the land and all that was in it. Notice it doesn't talk about the difficult wars and the long time it took in order to inherit the whole land. We just had this incredible story. We're required to teach our children, v'higadata levincha, about the wonders that Hashem did for us in Egypt. And this mizmor, this song, teaches us how to begin this process. Begin with the positive. Focus on Hashem's infinite love. We are so lucky we are the children of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and not Chas v'Sholom of Ham. And therefore Hashem loves us and Hashem is taking care of us. And even if difficult things might happen for the moment, Hashem is making this difficult. It's like an operation that Hashem is doing on someone in order to ultimately bring the good. But Hashem is carrying us through the whole story. Let our children be proud of their ancestors, not feel that the Jews in the desert did so many silly mistakes. We are so proud of who we are and what our ancestors did. And why do we want to go through history and look at the positive and look at how great we were and not focus on any of our mistakes? Because ultimately, we look at our history to inspire us to keep his mitzvos. Pasuk Mem Hei, the final pasuk of the song. Ba'avur yishmeru chukav v'sorasav yinsoru. In order that they will guard his laws and keep his Torah. The first step in inspiring someone to do mitzvos is not threatening them and showing them how when they didn't do mitzvos in the past, this is what happened. The first step is just telling us we want to be so proud of who we are and how Hashem takes care of us that of course we want to do mitzvos. So in conclusion, our excitement when we sing this song comes from looking back at our history with the fact that Hashem is always directing the story, and the ultimately, his direction is coming from his unconditional love for us. Our history is not tragic, because in the big picture, even though the momentary moments might seem very, very difficult, in the big picture, Hashem has a beautiful story for us. And think about this. When we wake up each morning, we have choices. Will we focus on the negative experiences and actions that happened yesterday, or on the positive that occurred? Are our personal narratives a saga of anger, deprivation, feeling inadequate and unsuccessful? Or do we instead learn from this song to begin our day focusing on the goodness that we've gained in the past and the accomplishments we've achieved as a result of our challenges? Something to think about as you sing Mizmor Kufhei. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Bat Tzvi Yosef.